To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of what I believe to be the Jupiter Lighthouse shining bright over a mountain of trees comes to us from my sister-in-law, Kat, who captured this scene while vacationing with friends in West Palm Beach, Florida. Well, it's Wednesday, and I don't usually feature the creations of man with a photo of the day, as I only seek to give God glory, but I thought that Kat's photo was simultaneously a great visual representation of both Hump Day and that mountain of, of Hump Day with that mountain of trees and Lighthouse Peak, and the light that shines in the darkness that I hope to provide by leading another meeting of the Celebrate Freedom Growth Group at Star Point Church this evening. Yep, in selecting Wednesday as the night that the Celebrate Freedom Growth Group would meet, I joked, what better day to move mountains than on Hump Day? While I knew that answering the call to lead a growth group that encouraged its members to go into recovery or to decide to trust God with the healing of your hurts, habits, and hang-ups was going to have its ups and downs, its peaks and valleys, I was a little surprised at a few of the things that have happened thus far. Okay, now there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1 is my life verse, and I in no way want to sound negative regarding anything about my church or the group I was chosen to lead. But I have to admit that my heart aches over the fact that some people have registered to be part of our group but have still failed to attend a meeting. I know what a big step it can be to go to a recovery meeting, program, or growth group, or whatever you want to call it, and I know I in no way want to sound like I am chastising anyone who signed up but didn't show up. I don't know their stories. I don't know what they are going through. Heck, I don't even know if the people who haven't shown up actually registered themselves. Concerned loved ones could have just as easily taken their information and registered these people in a misguided attempt to fix them. So I don't know their story, but each week I pray for all the people on the registered list for their well-being, their blessing, and for the Lord to help them. Whatever it is that caused their names to come before me, I pray for them. As the facilitator of the group, I also send out emails to remind everyone of the upcoming meeting and to share thanks and resources after the meeting. Last week, in the email following the meeting, I wrote a PS, a postscript, advising all that received the email that they could opt out at any time. But I also let them know that I would continue to send reminders, encouragements, and resources as long as they chose to come. You know, as long as they chose to remain on the list, regardless of whether they come to the meetings or not. I suppose some would just cut these no-shows loose, but it literally cost me nothing to send out the emails and teachings and supplemental resources I send out. And I figured that the people on my list may not be getting a whole lot of support. They may be in a very hard season right now, and I have decided to keep sending the good news that there is hope for them and that the door is always open to walk through if they decide to join us. Early on, with a relatively small showing for our group, considering the size of our congregation, I talked to my only male volunteer, men's discussion group leader, Scott Salvador, about our mission with this recovery/discipleship growth group, and how our ministry wasn't about numbers. It was about hope. It was about encouragement. It was about freedom. It was about victory, and about being a light in the darkness, to let other Christians who are struggling privately with hurts, habits, and hang-ups know that overcoming is possible. I told Scott I didn't know how many people would step out in faith and come to our meetings, but I assured him that even if only one person, showed up, we would be faithful to tell them of the life-transforming power that Christ can work in their lives if they would trust in Him. And that's another surprise. You know, Scott is truly called by the Lord to be a light in the darkness and a leader of men, for he is actively engaging with the people that surround him and encouraging them to follow the Lord. Scott has literally brought or invited almost all the men who have come into our group. God is working through Scott and all the people of our group, and while I can't say that surprises me too much, I can say that I consider myself to be blessed to see it. All the same, one of the things I encourage the group members to do each week is to practice appreciation to increase their capacity for joy. I encourage them to be thankful for what they have right now. I'm thankful for the Celebrate Freedom Growth Group right now. I'm thankful for my life right now. I have prompted them to anticipate good things in the future. I'm looking forward to tonight's meeting, and there's a vacation plan in August. So, and I have recommended that they consider and thank God for the love they have known and the good things they have experienced in their past. And that brings us to our current series, where I'm walking through the 28-Day Joy Challenge, because we are encouraging ourselves and others, you, to find peace in our lives by increasing our capacity for joy and by building our emotional resilience through simple practices of quieting and appreciation. The 28-Day Joy Challenge is based on Dr. Marcus Warner and Chris Kersey's latest book, The 4 Habits of Joy-Filled People, and you can sign up to take it for free and purchase a variety of books from Warner and Kersey on the topic of joy by going to 4habits.org. And that's the number 4habits.org. So let's jump into day 18, which will take us out to the movies. And the 28-Day Joy Challenge says, day 18, sharing the joy. Welcome to day 18 of the 28 Days to Joy Challenge. Today's encouragement. It can be hard to change old habits and unwanted ways of thinking. We are grateful for your courage as you go on this journey toward a more joyful life. Have you noticed anything new in yourself this week? Today's practice, exercise 18. Today we practice feeling joy and sharing our joy with another person. How this exercise will benefit you. Sharing joy with another person that you are close to can deepen your bond and increase the joy in both of you. Exercise steps. Think about a favorite movie you watched with friends or family members. Reflect on what you enjoyed about this movie experience. Did you share the experience with others who were with you once the movie ended? Share your thoughts with a friend on why this movie experience was meaningful. Have fun with this exercise. We pick up tomorrow with more joy practice. As I peeked at the instructions for today's practice yesterday, and I consider the multitude of movies I've seen in my lifetime this morning before my exercise regimen, one movie from my childhood stood out as perhaps the most relational, as in I saw it with this film with family and shared my joy over it with friends. Because it went on to have multiple sequels and prequels, the joy continued for years after. In the summer of 1977, when I was 5 years old, Star Wars was released to theaters and became a mega blockbuster. For the time, the special effects and action of the sci-fi classic captured the world's attention and the imagination of virtually every kid in America. The story involving the Force, the Millennium Falcon, the Death Star, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, R2-D2, C-3PO, Han Solo, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Princess Leia, and Chewbacca blew our minds. My family and I saw Star Wars more than once in theaters. I don't know where I saw it first. Hey, I was five. But I distinctly remember seeing it at the now-gone single-screen Hudson Studios and similarly-gone Sunset Drive-In, where Luke and Han made their final approach to destroy the Death Star in the rain. I believe that my grandparents, Matt and Mabel, took my brothers and I to see Star Wars first at the Hudson Studios, and sometimes later my parents, Matt and Kathy, took us all to see it at the drive-in. A whole a whole generation of kids from the 70s and 80s shared the joy of the Star Wars experience as toys, clothing, and many sequels and TV series based on Star Wars can attest. Our generation has gone on to share its joy with our kids, and there seems to be no end in sight for Star Wars in our culture as our childhood joy gets passed on to those who have never seen Star Wars. What? Why? Anyway, as I thought about seeing Star Wars with my family all those years ago this morning, I thought about how fortunate I was and am to have such a loving family. I was saddened to remember my grandparents, my five-year-old self, and the now-defunct movie theater and drive-in. But I let the loss of those things go, as I had real joy in those people, places, and things. They are all a part of my story and how it eventually led to the Lord. So yeah, philosophically, we have to be aware of what one book called the Dharma of Star Wars and be sure to balance whatever entertainment we consume with a healthy dose of truth while we suspend our disbelief. But as I remembered Star Wars today, I remembered how much my family, friends, and I shared our joy over this simple sci-fi tale of good conquering evil. So what about you? What movie did you see recently or long ago that you found enough joy in to want to go out and share it with others? As we think about the movies that have entertained us, we invariably will remember the family or friends that enjoyed it with us. And we do ourselves well to remember the joy and the love we had to give us joy today. Today's Bible verse this morning comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Romans 8, verse 18. And the Word of God says, "Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory He will reveal to us later." Today's verse tells it like it is. In this world there will be suffering, but it does not compare to the glory that will be revealed to us later. Either when we go into eternity after our physical death, or when Jesus Christ returns to rule and reign on the earth. Talk about capturing our imaginations. I can't even wait to see what God's kingdom will be like. The pictures of God's throne room in Revelation tell us that people are gathered and singing praises to the Lord. The implications of what Scripture tells us is that Jesus will come to earth and rule for 1,000 years before Satan is thrown into the lake of fire and God creates a new heaven and earth. Forget about Star Wars. I want to produce a movie or a series about Jesus Christ coming to earth and establishing his 1,000-year kingdom. You think some politician is going to save us? Think again. Jesus is coming back someday, and when that happens, all bets are off, as God will establish life on earth as he intended it to be. As shocking as it may sound, Scripture also indicates that even after Jesus comes back, there will be those who reject him and join Satan's forces for one last battle before it's all been said and done. Of course, there is no end. God is infinite. One day, those who are in his kingdom will experience the joy of an existence without tears, pain, sin, or death. Oh, the glory set before us. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Holy Spirit, as we continue sharing from Chapter 9. And he continues discussing the total depravity, and this section's on the objections to total depravity proved false. So, if you don't believe in total depravity, A.W. Pink has something to say about that. So if you want to check that out, you can find that resource at the end of today's blog post. As always, we encourage people to follow the Lord, to give the Lord your trust, and to allow him to lead you into the freedom and victory that he has for your life. And if you don't know what that's like, we recommend you check out our discipleship series of classes based on Dr. Neil Anderson and the Word of God. We have taught on Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. Those teachings were transformational in my life, and we offer them to you on our podcast and YouTube channel. As always, we encourage Bible study. You know, how do you know about the end times? You got to read the Word and see what it says. It's pretty amazing. You know what's going to happen. It's hard to figure out, but it's not so hard. You can read it and have your own view. There are many different views. I go with the more traditional view of a pre-trib rapture and all that. John MacArthur and Perry Stone can agree on something. You know, there might be something to it. But regardless, you know, we have the Lord in our lives now. We're not sure when Christ will return or when we'll be called into eternity. But we can enjoy our freedom in Christ today. And that's what groups like Celebrate Freedom are all about deciding to live according to God's ways instead of the world's ways, and to experience the fruit of the Spirit growing in your life when you do that. So we encourage that. We do have to work today, so we're going to say a quick prayer and give my voice a rest and get to work. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. We thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you for the story of our lives where our loved ones were with us to see movies and TV shows that where we were able to find joy together in community, and where we could, you know, think and imagine different good things happening in our lives. Lord, and we thank you for the good thing that happened in our lives when you revealed the truth to us that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that you call us to be with you forever. Lord, we thank you so much for that. And we thank you for the people who found that truth as well, who were listening or reading this message. We pray for you to come alongside them and bless them in their prayer request and their walk of faith. And Lord, as always, we just pray for you to go before us today, open our eyes to the things you want us to see, and lead our steps into the things you would have us to do. And all we want to do is represent you and your kingdom, and be a light in the darkness to show other people the way to life everlasting that's found in Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you. And we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.